This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The topic on deck on the moment, I guess not on deck, the topic on the table at the moment is the viral video nearing 10 million views. It probably won't be much longer than another few hours before it hits 10 million. It's at 9.4 million at the moment. 10 hours of walking in New York City as a woman.
Can you give me a count of thumbs up, thumbs down on there?
Looks like, let's see, thumbs up. I'm not seeing that. Do I have to vote on one of them in order to see what the results are?
Yeah, thumbs down the video and then see what happens.
Now you got a thumbs down the video.
I don't see anything. I don't know where that info would be real quick.
I wonder if they're hiding that on purpose.
Yeah, maybe you could find that on your own when you get a chance. But this video, it's going big. There's, let's see, quite a few people viewing it, lots of people talking about it on social media, and the content really isn't shocking. It really isn't offensive to me, but apparently to some people it is. And apparently saying things like hello and good morning are considered harassment. Now, we're not actually playing the audio from the video. There's a second guy. There's two guys that follow her. There's one guy who just kind of follows her. He appears to be following, or not following, just walking beside her silently and every so often looking over at her. And this was after he said something initially to her, and she is ignoring everyone who speaks to her on the street.
Would you find that to be sort of threatening?
It's creepy. Yeah? It's okay. Creepy. I don't know if it's
I don't even like the term creepy, so I don't really know what it means. Would you find it threatening?
No, I wouldn't say that's
so what would you find threatening?
Someone threatening someone.
Yeah. Okay, so it has to be a verbal threat in that case.
I could see somebody, like, creepily following you around a city. I could see that as
being, it doesn't have to be verbal.
You know,
like, if you were to take, like, a knife look, kind of like that knife action to your neck and go across your necks, you know, horizontally, then that could be considered a nonverbal threat.
Right. But, I would say that following someone around might border on stalking or something like that. I have the answer to my question. It's 11,000 up and 7,000 down. So, I mean, there's not quite as much negative reaction to this video as positive reaction, but I imagine if you look through the comments, people are tearing this woman apart.
Well, I mean, I don't really care about what comments on YouTube say.
And by the way, I have no, I mean, you know, so the lady who's doing this is probably not the lady who edited the video, right? And she's
it may not have been the lady who edited the video.
It said, right, that's what I'm saying, is she's an actress, and like, I don't know what her relationship to this is at all. She could have been told, hey, you want $500 for 10 hours work?
Yeah, I'm not sure that she has any attachment to them at all. Like, her Facebook profile says something to the effect of she's an aspiring actress or something like that. She might have been hired as an actress without an agenda.
And like, you know, when you look at her, she's perfect for this. She's the perfect woman for this. She's very curvy. She's got, you know, a big pair and
she's
big
got a
fanny.
Nice face. She's a pretty lady.
And she's also, she's that kind of ethnicity that could be anything. Anything from Italian to Middle Eastern to
she's got black, dark hair.
Red bone or whatever it is that she might be. She could be anything. She could be Puerto Rican. Who knows what she is? So she seems very accessible, yet at the same time, she's
got
very
a scowl
attractive
on her face, so she doesn't look accessible in that way. But we got Derek Jay on the line, and he's spent quite a bit of time in cities, spending a lot of his life in Philly. Derek Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you.
Hey, good. Go ahead.
So I've had a lot of thoughts about this video, and I wanted to introduce a couple of them to you. The first being that this is a 24-year-old woman who's being paid to follow a straight white man and endure advances without speaking. That's part of the agreement. That's the video that he wants to make. And just
it was a male who actually cut the video up. Mark had said he thought it was a lady who did it.
You know, if you go to the official YouTube broadcast, you'll see that all of the content creator, director, producer, those are all Rob Bliss. And she is Shoshana Roberts. She's listed as talent. in the credits. Yeah. So I think where Chris Cantwell seems to be implying that she is being mean by not speaking back or she's doing the wrong thing, I would suggest that she's following orders from a straight white man and that most people watching the video don't even consider that.
Well, I your point is well taken. I'm saying my connotation here is that the character in the thing is doing this thing, right? So, I mean, I know I understand that she's an actress. I kind of gathered that previously. But, you know, this is not uncommon. I don't think this is atypical of women walking around a city who are, like, complaining that guys are trying to talk to them, but they're treating people like crap, and they're wondering why they get, like, a negative reaction from it.
Well, the thing I love about this video is that everyone seems to see what they want to see, that there's this perception thing going on where, first of all, let's acknowledge that the video is from Rob's point of view. It's not from Shoshana's point of view. You're not seeing her face and seeing her interactions with these other people. You're seeing it from this man who's walking in front of her.
Right, but this man is some kind of a left-wing radical.
And she is a black belt. She lists that in her resume. So, you know, the people who are watching the video are assuming that she's weak, that she wouldn't defend herself, she's not speaking to them. Little do you know, she's perfectly capable of defending herself. But you would never know that because of the way she's told to act. My other thought about this video that probably wouldn't occur to most people is that she's on government property. She's on a sidewalk. This doesn't happen in Macy's. This doesn't happen in Target. At least I don't hear about these things happening anywhere except for the tragedy of the commons. And so let's just, for a moment, reflect and consider that this is happening on government property, and they're not there to take care of her.
Good thoughts, Derek J. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate
I do think the tragedy of the commons thing that he brought up is very poignant because, of course, if people were, you know, acting inappropriately in a private business, right? If, you know, if somebody's sitting in Macy's being like, hey, to every woman who walks by, like the manager might say, hey, get lost, loser. Yeah. Whereas, you know, you're out on a public city street, there's not a whole lot anybody can do about it.
And the beauty privilege part of this is in the casting call, right? So this Bliss fella who did this video, mm-hmm. I don't know how many actresses he auditioned, but he picked her. He said, this is the look that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, I have no idea which actresses, aspiring actresses he passed over. The short ones, the chubby ones, the pimply ones. I'm not sure which ones they were.
Maybe it was
none of those.
Maybe it was no casting call. Maybe she's his girlfriend or something like that.
Maybe he was just trying to screw her.
Certainly possible. Let's go to Jim listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. I'd like to address this subject just from the effort that seems to be going through our society to just make it illegal to be a man.
Okay. Exactly.
You're a beautiful girl. You're going down the street, and you have to endure people saying, hey, baby. Okay? Grow up. Where is I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar? You know, where is I'm equal to a man? It's like if I walk down the street and someone looks at me, it's microaggression, and it's a gateway, this crazy creeping liberalism funded with billions of dollars from the Violence Against Women Act, you know, to just create normal male behavior as being abusive.
I completely agree with you, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to turn basically masculinity into a crime. And I said during the break, it's one of these things that, you know, historically governments have tried to demonize minorities in order to, you know, facilitate some sort of agenda. But as they grow more powerful and they have access to more resources, they basically just widen their net. And I mean, you're literally at a point where this feminist agenda that's so infiltrated the government of the United States and really the whole world in large part, you know, is now trying to demonize an entire gender, just trying to demonize manhood.
You're so right. I mean, I'm trying to raise men in this society. I got three boys. And put them in school. The teachers are all women. The principals are all women. All of their professors who taught them how to be teachers are women. And so they're like, look, a boy being normal. Drug him. Get him.
Exactly.
Well, you wouldn't say that this heckling on the street is normal male behavior, would you?
I would. Heckling? I mean, saying good morning to someone is not heckling. Look, the reason that these guys are around
the question. I know what your guys' opinion, and your opinions are valid. I want to know what the gentleman has to say on this. What do you think about your sons acting like the guys in this video?
Okay, well, I've got to preface that, which, you know, I saw 30 minutes of this on the news tonight, and I just looked at a picture of it on the internet. So I haven't seen the 10 hours.
Hang on. I'm going to tell you. There's only the 10 hours.
A minute and a half of it.
Jim, I'll bring you back here in a moment. I'll share. I haven't shared the last 20 so seconds of the comments here, so I'll share some of those here in a moment so that way Jim can get a taste of what some of these comments were. I wouldn't call it heckling at all. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Comments on the street. Compliments on the street. Is it harassment? Is it haranguing? As Mark suggested, or no? Did you use
harangue and hassle? I've used those terms.
I used harangue before. What is heckling?
Heckling is what heckling is.
There you go. What is harangue? Is harangue a bad thing? Is that, I thought that's like a, you know, yeah, approach or something.
We probably should stick with, you know, me using the term hassling, because haranguing is a little colloquial. And
to harangue is heckling, to lecture someone at length in an aggressive and critical manner.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been harangued. The one guy did do that.
The one guy's like, you know, when somebody compliments you, you should be grateful or something like that. So that guy did do some haranguing.
Well, I wouldn't call that aggressing against being aggressive towards her.
How do you lecture in an aggressive manner? Consider that the dictionary doesn't.
You can lecture in a boring manner or an aggressive manner,
no.
I guess.
Okay, so people don't consider the word aggressive to be the same thing you do. You use it in a culty fashion.
Culty fashion.
Yeah, that's your jargon, cult leader.
I'm not sure about what jargon you mean by that. What are you getting at?
Because what a libertarian, like you and me, believes aggression means is aggression is using force or fraud against someone, and that's
how
not
else
what
do you define aggression?
Well, you can. How do you speak in an aggressive manner?
There are people who are defining the compliments in this video as aggression. So what it would seem to me is that there's a very serious language problem in the United States and elsewhere that people have really funny ideas of what
I would say
mean.
Angrily yelling at someone could be considered aggressive.
Ready or likely to attack or confront, characterized or resulting from aggression. So.
Yeah.
So confronting is not aggressive in the same way that you and I would use it.
Yep, I get where you're coming from there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. When I think of aggression, I think of violence. You know, the threat of violence is underlying.
That's
something.
That's what we call a threat.
Yeah.
Like aggression isn't.
Well, you get to the aggression after the threat, right? So you threaten somebody, someone would be threatened, and
but
then
people
the
say you speak in an aggressive manner, and what does that mean? You see,
I
like,
don't know.
And people
no
say, I feel threatened by what you're doing. You may not be threatened.
Apparently,
them.
Some people are feeling threatened by being complimented on the streets. We've got Jim in Lynchburg on the line here. Jim, you haven't yet seen the video, but the comments from some of the men in this video I've actually got here. There's one guy who kind of walks around with her, and he says, you don't want to talk because I'm ugly, huh? We can't be friends, nothing. And this guy's saying, you don't speak, he says. If I give you my number, would you talk to me? This guy's just desperate. I mean, he's just desperate to have a woman who's pretty acknowledge him.
He's one of the two guys in the video who I did feel were kind of creepy, who were, like, following her around.
He crossed the line, maybe,
but,
sure.
You know, the other 20-something incidents here are just, hello, beautiful, have a nice day, miss, that sort of thing.
He's not threatening her, though. I mean, he's just sounding like a desperate man. Too ugly for you, he asks her. And then finally, we go to some other comments. What's up, miss, says someone. Another says, how you doing?
I don't even think, I'm sorry to get
back to it.
Have
a nice evening, darling.
That guy, I don't even think that he was, like, desperate. I think that he was kind of, like, miffed that this girl was just acting so stuck up that he just wanted to tick her off. I really think that's what he was doing. He was like, oh, you think you're too hot to talk to me? Well, then I'll follow you around for a little while and make you uncomfortable. That's the gist that I got from that.
Could very well be. Let's, Jim, you're back with us here. Go ahead, after a little taste of what some of the video has. It's about 2 minutes long, sourced from allegedly 10 hours of raw footage. Your thoughts?
You know, hey, baby, you know, even damn, you know, that is neither aggression nor violence. And they're trying
I would agree.
To make it. And, I mean, if you look at where political correctness is now, where just smoking a cigarette is now, and where it all was 20 years ago, it'll be illegal to look at a woman the wrong way when she walks by if these people aren't told to shut up and sit down. And get a
but
lot.
Jim, so my point here is that I think that the feminism of today has no aggression, nothing to say about the chivalry of 30 years ago. My mother would never have put up with me speaking to a woman like this on the streets. Like, that would have been completely unacceptable behavior.
Say good morning.
You know.
When you say like this, what specifically would your mother be upset about? Because I can't see that any motherly person would be upset about good morning. How are you?
I'm drawing some conclusions, and my conclusions are that these gentlemen that are sitting there doing the talking, in many cases, on the street, sitting on the sidewalk, are not saying the same things to they're picking demographics, and that they're singling those demographics out. That's what my guess
is. That's what a man does. Oh, that's male behavior. You are on the street, a model walks by, you approach model. Even in the chivalrous age, the male is the social aggressor. Okay? In 1950, women didn't go around, hey, how you doing there? But okay, when you go in a bar, it's a man who goes up to a woman and says, let me buy you a drink, blah, blah, whatever eternal lines you want to come up with. That's male behavior. These people are making it illegal to be a man.
Well, it's not illegal yet, but that's what they apparently want to have happen. We haven't really even looked into the organization. I want to talk about them coming up here, too. Thanks, Jim, for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, you used the term heckling. The Merriam-Webster definition is... to heckle, to harass, and to try to disconcert with questions, challenges, or jibes.
That sounds completely accurate in this case.
As a total failure of a comedian, I've had to deal with a couple of hecklers. Right.
So I want to make sure that we're clear on what the term is. People use the word harass in the same way that they use the word aggression. They use these terms loosely, okay? So I think it fits the loose definition of harassment. It doesn't fit the legal definition of harassment.
That's why I want to use
the term hassle. I think it is
hassling to say good morning?
Well, if
what world do you live in?
The question is I think the point that he's trying to make is the person's perception on the receiving end, right? That they're walking down the street, people are saying things that they don't want to hear, and whether
fine,
it's appropriate.
Put some earplugs in.
Right, but I'm just saying, I think the point that he's trying to make is that it's unwelcome for whatever reason. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Fine, you can say it's unwelcome, but to label some of the things that are said as harassment is ridiculous.
I think that's why he's trying to get to the term hassle instead. He's just looking for something that expresses the, and I'm sorry to speak for you, Mark, but like it seems to me he's trying to find a word to describe unwanted from the perception of the receiver.
And the one thing that I haven't been able to point out, I've been trying to do for segment after segment, and that's just, I really think that you should consider what that says about you and your communication styles, is that I haven't been able to say that in New York City, I dropped my wallet once.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy comes up behind me going, hey, and I ignored him.
Yeah.
And he came up to me, and he got up in front of me, and he handed me my wallet back.
Good.
So
that's what you get for ignoring people.
I'd just like to point out that this system that I have has its downside.
Yeah.
Well, no. Your system sucks, too.
My system of being courteous to humans?
No, wait a second.
What are you talking about?
Ian, I've walked with you.
You've been very rude to me tonight,
you
by the way, and I don't appreciate it.
You don't know when people are talking to you on the streets of New York. I've been with you there. You're so in your own world, you have no clue that people are trying to get our attention sometimes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
I've talked to plenty of people on the streets.
That's fine. I'm glad they got your attention. But I have seen instances where you have no clue what occurred.
Okay, well, there's a lot going on the streets in New York.
Indeed,
there
are.
It's not hard to be distracted by other
things. Why should I be blamed in any way, shape, or form for choosing to just, you know, because I don't have headphones on, I'm just not going to pay attention to what's going on.
Well, I'm not blaming you. You can treat other people however you want, but if I know someone's talking to me, then I'm going to acknowledge them like a human being. You choose not to because, well, you're kind of rude about that, I guess. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. and we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And reach out to us. Talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. The bulk of the discussion here tonight has been about this 10 hours of walking in New York City as a woman video where they cut up 10 hours of footage into less than 2 minutes of what is purportedly harassing behavior by men on the streets. Mark used the term harassment earlier, but his message tonight has been kind of mixed on how he feels about this. I say this isn't harassment at all. It's not threatening in any sort of way. She's not even indicating that it's unwanted. And even if it was unwanted, she's just walking by these guys who are saying things like "good morning." I mean, the worst thing that's said in this video is "damn," I think. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets here.
That's the worst thing that's said, but of course, you know, there's the two guys who followed her, which I did think was, you know, out of line. Other than that, this is so stupid, this whole entire thing.
So we're going to get back into that and get your thoughts as well. Coming up.
Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All Antiwar.com has is you. The Antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to Antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. Antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
Let's go to Andrew. He's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to I learned from you guys that Rob Bliss created this video. And just because I am from Grand Rapids, Michigan, if you type in Rob Bliss, Grand Rapids, Michigan, you can find a little bit of his history. I'm not trying to walk down the conspiracy thing, but he is like a viral video guy. And,
oh, good.
Yeah, he...
Well, I said whoever did this is skilled.
Yeah, he launched like 100,000 paper airplanes during, we have what's called Art Prize. It's the largest art prize competition here in Grand Rapids, and it's one of the world famous, I guess, for that.
My hope all his liberal friends condemned him for killing all those trees.
Oh, yeah. anyway, he launched, these airplanes off building, and he currently owes our city, the people calling them the city of Grand Rapids, a couple thousand dollars for like the biggest water slide in the world that he created here. And he also did like the lip dub Grand Rapids video.
He owes them $1,000 for a water slide?
About 11,000. If you type in Rob Bliss Grand Rapids, it should be one of the top articles you find on MLive.com.
Did they fine him for creating a water slide? Is that why he owes them money? I'm confused.
He had like cops do security and paying them overtime and renting out certain facilities to do that, I guess, water supply.
Oh, so he acquired the services of the state and then failed to pay for them, leaving that on the back of a taxpayer, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's well,
not
I
a
mean,
good guy.
I just say, I'm not trying to say that maybe this video he made about New York City is a conspiracy, but if I wouldn't put it past him to possibly doctor things up or make things a little bit more spectacular.
Interesting, Andrew. Thanks for sharing that tonight. Appreciate your call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, do we know if this Rob Bliss guy is one of the people behind Holla Back, or did they hire him to make this video?
I did not look into this guy personally myself. That's the first time I've heard him and Derek are the first people who have brought the gentleman's mm-hmm. name to my attention. But I looked at the website of the organization and sort of attacked them. If you search on there for legislation, I mean, there's a couple of things where they were applauding. There was a thing, they were sponsoring EU-wide, European Union-wide legislation to make, street harassment illegal, and we see what they deem to be street harassment, that, people saying, hello, beautiful, is some kind of a crime that people should be kidnapped off the street for, and this is the kind of legislation that these people sponsor.
Now, in Europe, things are a little bit different on the streets there. I've seen video of, women walking completely naked. Now, I don't know how legal that is, but I presume it's generally more legal in a lot of places in Europe.
You're
than
talking
it would
about
be.
The femen gals?
No. Not. I've got a story about femen, though, tonight.
You're just casually walking
like
around
as a
naked?
Prank. Like as a prank. Like, okay. Hey, there's a hot woman. She's walking around naked to get people's reactions. That
they
kind
could
of
do that in Brattleboro,
video.
Vermont, if they wanted to.
They could do that
to.
In Brattleboro, Vermont. But there's a lot of places in the United States where that's not going to be looked on upon as okay.
I'm sure there are places in Europe where government. It's not okay, too.
I'm not saying there aren't those places in Europe, Mark. I'm just suggesting that maybe Europe will be a little bit more sexually open. The responses of people on the street was more of amusement than offense. Generally Europe is known for having more sex on television and in movies and things like that. So
certainly. It seems that the European culture is more open to yes. that sort of thing than American culture. So, however, it's also like a thing that there's, I think there's a great deal more like feminist influence in Europe too. So it's one of these things that they'll send a woman to go walk down the street naked and then demonize people for looking at her sexually or something.
Well, that wasn't happening in the video I saw. It was just, people's reactions, and they were all just amused by it, right? That it was a funny thing that this lady was naked. It didn't seem as though people were being upset by it. My point there was that, in Europe, maybe this would be more acceptable by the people who are observing, but I had to wonder, like, if there was a naked woman walking around in the United States, should she be offended as well if people are staring at her?
No, I think in that circumstance, you're really trying to draw attention.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting about this video is that I think they picked the actress well, and I think they picked the clothing well. So they picked clothing that was revealing of the woman's shape without being revealing of her flesh.
That's true. It's black clothes.
Yeah, so slimming, I guess, is the idea or whatever. And, you can expect if you walk around naked or even in a bikini in downtown, if you're walking around in inappropriate clothing, that you're going to get looked at, right? Mm-hmm. Like if she had a clown suit on, people would be likely to look at her. If she was dressed up as the TARDIS from Doctor Who, people will look at her. But she's wearing black clothing, and it's just the shape of her body that makes her interesting. And it's interesting.
Yes, and this comes back to the point I was making earlier about, hey, look, this is one of the prices that you pay being an attractive person. And it's not just women. Well, everybody, there are attractive men as well.
Yeah, but I don't think men deal with the same stuff as women do. I'm willing to go out and say that you're going to deal with different things depending on your looks and your age. There's beauty privilege. There's age privilege. Yeah. There's sexual privilege. There's gender privilege. There's color privilege. There's all that stuff. I'm not trying to dismiss it.
Should we be checking our privilege, Mark? Is that what you're trying to say?
If you want the one, and I can, and I'll bet you, let's go around and ask a bunch of ugly chicks if they want to be beautiful, mm-hmm. that if you want the one, you've got to take the other.
Stuff, yeah.
Life doesn't give you an option to get the good and leave the bad.
Right. I'm sure Brad Pitt would like to walk down the street and not have people say hello to him and ask him for autographs sometimes. There's probably some times where you just want to go to CVS and get something or, you know, whatever, and not be mobbed by a group of
people.
But
that's like fame privilege, if you know what I mean, and the
but there's certain things that you expect. That's what I'm pointing out here. There's certain things you should.
She could wear a burqa. Now, I'm not saying
she certainly could.
She has to wear a burqa.
She would also probably get attention then too, in a different way.
She might. But there's women know how to dress themselves in order to get attention and get less attention.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to react. Oftentimes, this is something you've got to learn. Women learn this really early on. They have to. This is the crucible.
This reminds me
of being attractive.
The whole first world problems meme.
Absolutely.
Which, people complain about how tough their life is. They're well fed, they're air conditioned, they're living in heated homes, and, the first world problems.
And now you can't talk to me.
Well, right. I mean, this is like pretty girl problems, right? Like, I get all my drinks for free. I got my job. It's easy to keep it. I don't have to do anything, really, if I don't want to. And I get all these benefits. Men are offering to take care of me left and right. An ex-girlfriend of mine used to wait tables, and she used to have old men constantly, often enough to where it was noteworthy, offering her to just come move in with me.
Yeah.
She was in her early 20s. They were in their 70s. And they wanted to just have her move in and they'd take care of her.
Yep. Yep.
You don't get that if you're not an attractive young lady. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we share with you there. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. And the toll-free numbers here are brought to you by ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. And that means that your internet service provider, who probably is snooping on what you're doing online, they will no longer be able to do that if you're using ProXPN. Go and get their software. It's free for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, all available over at proxpn.com/FTL. If you are a Linux user, setup's a little different for you, but ProXPN also works with Linux. Get the details at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, when you're ready to upgrade from the free account to premium, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all, unlike your ISP. Now, you don't change your ISP. You can use ProXPN anywhere on any internet connection, and it protects you from snooping. Plus, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use these codes to get some sweet deals. FTL50 will get you 50% off the price of their annual account. And also FTLBTC will get you 62% off on that annual account, but you have to pay with Bitcoin with that code. So it's codes FTL50 and FTLBTC. We go to Pete, listening in Long Beach. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard, Pete.
Pete?
Says they ought to be hung by their neck till they're dead. And
who?
The Bible.
Whoa, slow down. We missed the first half of your sentence.
You just want to, so it sounds like you want to hang somebody.
Who do you want to hang? Go start again, please.
The feministas ought to be hung by their neck till they're dead.
Okay, the feminists.
Not a way to solve a problem. I mean, if you don't
I beg to differ. The Arab world does it all the time. We used to do it, you know? But see, we tolerate this stuff.
I have never hung anyone in my entire life, Pete. I don't know about you.
Well, I can really appreciate your distaste for feminists.
Well, they're disgusting, and they ought to be hung.
I don't know about hanging them just yet. Let's talk about that. Maybe you can convince me, okay? Because I really do think that they're terrible, terrible people who are advocating a great deal of violence in society. I think that they're a serious problem.
Well, each having a conversation there, or something going on in the background, getting drive-through?
Yeah, I'm giving some advice to somebody on where to find an apartment in this burg. Hey, how about this, okay? Here's the reality. The Bible says no victim, no crime. So it doesn't matter if they're looking at her, making comments to her. Unless it physically caused damage to her and her property, they ought to shut their mouth, you know?
I'm not sure that the Bible is where the no victim, no crime quote comes from.
Oh, I beg to differ. That's common law, baby. Judeo-Christian common law.
But that's not the Bible.
Yep, but, it is. Do unto others as you want done to yourself. Galatians 6:7.
Well, then why hanging people? Yeah, then why do you want to hang gay people and stuff?
Because they should be stoned. You know, he may.
Who? But how do you go from no victim, no crime to stone the gays?
Because they're the ones who are the victimizers, and they want to make everything politically correct.
Who are the victims of gay people?
All of us. If God says it's wrong in the Bible, it's wrong.
So,
you know?
So there's the collective. Okay, so I mean, then just get away from the no victim, no crime thing, then, right? I mean, let's just be consistent here,
they're
Pete.
They're criminals, so they need to be put down. They don't have a right to go.
You're sick, dude. You're so sick.
Let me try to work with him. He might have a gem here if we try. So I mean, I
good luck, Chris.
I don't think that I know this is ridiculous, but I have to give it a shot, right? Come on, Ian. I'm trying to be more like you. I'm trying to see the best in people and stuff. So Pete, you know what I admire about Pete is that Pete really cares about the things that he believes in, and I want to coax a little bit of intelligence out of him. Come on, let's go.
Pete, are you going to have a conversation with us or whoever it is your dinner date is?
Okay, well, you know, oh, you got jokes, is that right? Well, you know, what about
no.
a little bit
you
of...
You weren't even paying attention, Pete. You know, Chris Cantwell, I was trying to have a conversation with you, and you were just ignoring him in
Anybody
favor
who
of...
starts a conversation with Hang the Feminist is somebody that I want to have a little bit of a chat with. Right. I don't necessarily think that we should be killing them, but yes, they are violent, dangerous people who are doing terrible things in society, and there needs to be something done to stop them. Now, I'm not sure it's to the point of hanging them yet, but I want Pete to make his case.
I'll make my case. You know what? The Bible says you're to stone them to death. It's called sodomy. Any unnatural sex is called sodomy. They need to be stoned.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about gay people anymore. We're talking about feminists. What does the Bible say about feminism?
They're the same thing exactly. It's a lesbian thing. It's a demonic spirit that is unnatural and is trying to take away the...
So you believe that feminists are lesbians? Just across the board, you think they're all lesbians?
I believe it intertwines, and it's something that's demonic. They're demonically possessed, and they're disgusting, and they're against God's natural family.
Well, whenever
I tried.
Let's
try.
Okay, No. You guys got your chance.
Okay.
Okay, Pete. Deuteronomy, Leviticus, Numbers, these things have lots of things that are against the law. Tattoos,
well, you know what?
Marking yourself for the dead, rounding your beard, eating shellfish, things with cloven hooves, wearing fabrics that are wearing mixed fabrics, a whole variety of things, not honoring your father and mother. Do you think that we should also enforce all the other former old 4,000-year-old Judaic laws, or is it just specifically the gays that bother you?
So the gays and the feminists.
Oh, it's not just them. You made fun of when I said drug abuse is idolatry. There's a law against all that stuff, and that isn't to restrict us.
Do you want to hang people who eat shellfish? I mean, that's really what the question is here.
You can't equate the two. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Well, let's go.
There were certain things in the law that you were killed for, as opposed to being unclean and put out of the city for a while.
Okay, but look, I'm not claiming that I know everything from some old stupid set of rules from 4,000 years ago.
You're going to live to regret that because God's
going to
make you.
You're
going to
get stoned now, bro.
I'm not going to regret it, okay? I don't have to live a life plagued by this old superstitious nonsense. You're the one who's going to have all the regrets. Now, the point.
Oh, is that right?
Absolutely. My question to you is, listen, sir, my question to you is, do you want to enforce the old rules? I don't care whether you want to kill somebody for stonefish, for shellfish. Whatever the rules are for shellfish, are those the ones we have to follow?
We need to follow all of the King James Version or nothing. And if you don't like it, you know what? You want to know why all this stuff happens? Because people don't care about it. They think that, oh, we're progressive. You know what they're going to deal with that? Romans 14:11-12, baby.
When was the last time you ate shrimp?
You know, Paul never even met Jesus. Are you aware of that?
When was the last time you ate shrimp, and how long should you be cast out of the city for?
You know, it says in the Bible,
are you unclean?
If you receive it, If you receive it with Thanksgiving, it's clean unto you. But all the blasphemy statements you say, do you support the feminists? You ought to be lynched too.
Wait,
you know?
Wait. So you're saying
women to be hung from
you like
tree.
You like to receive? Then is that what you're telling us?
You're either for the Bible or against it. If you're against it, then you should be executed. You know?
I don't even know what the Bible is. The Bible wasn't put together for 300 years after Jesus. God came to Earth. Wait a second. God came to Earth and didn't do something so simple as to write down on a napkin his name. Like, there's nothing written.
But come on,
that's
a real
problem
for me. Drowning the planet, dude.
And the reason why you don't know what the Bible says, maybe there's a reason, because you're all a bunch of drug addict, homosexual,
You're getting hanged tonight, boy.
That's right.
I'm not a drug addict. I'm not a homosexual. I've read the Bible probably in more detail.
Yes, you are a drug addict. You are using... He's using drugs right here in the studio, Pete. I'll have you know.
I'm a nicotine junkie, as it turns out. And I'm also addicted to, like, nootropic drugs that are making me able to write again, so...
What do you want, Pete?
If you don't
want to kill
all
now?
Or nothing, what?
Who don't you want to kill?
Well, any my brothers and sisters in Christ. And
all
if you
my Jesus loving friends.
But this is what I don't understand
that,
is the Bible.
You're
saying all or nothing. This doesn't make any sense to me because the Bible
right,
wasn't put together. It doesn't make any sense because it wasn't even written until well after Jesus died. It was voted on by a bunch of Catholics. Why do you support that?
Lie.
Yes, it is. You know 300 years after Jesus died, because there were two theories as to whether Jesus was just the Messiah or whether he was the Christ. And this
damnable
is there,
lie.
It's not a damnable lie. You don't know anything about Christian history. Is all you're going to do is read
lie.
Some stuff out of the Bible and interpret however you want. You've never spent any time reading Josephus. You don't know anything about Christian history. You've never read any books that surround this.
Well, he knows he wants to kill some people.
He's
though.
Insulated from
well,
his
like,
own.
I know everything I need to know about God from Fred Phelps.
I didn't say that, but
dang
I said
it.
That you know what? The reason why we have this stuff like feminism in our society is because we don't care, and we're going to pay for that. You see what
thanks
happens?
Thanks for the call, Pete.
Here.
All right. Well, I'll pay for another time.
Yeah, I tried.
You did try.
And it's fun. I mean, look, I enjoy these things, and, you know...
I enjoy Pete's calls, too. He's crazy.
He is
crazy.
But he's absolutely right that the feminists are terrible. They are an indication of the degradation of human society. They are a drag, a waste of violent,
maybe
evil
that's
influence.
True. I mean, I think that you know, certainly that's true on some of their parts. I think other people are just involved in feminism because they think they've gotten, you know, they've had a tough time in life. Maybe they have been discriminated
against.
Yeah,
and some people get into the Church of Satan because they're not popular in high school. I mean, I don't know what to tell
you. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.